So what do you want to teach those children about life? Like, do you have a
Well, what's coming out of these stories is there is some childlike anger in it. You know, like a fear of things that are not known. One story called Tar Pieces is about a kid who makes friends with someone named Magdalillo, and his nickname is Mayo, M-A-Y-O. But when people mispronounce his name and they call him Mayo, he says, hey, man, you know, don't call me Mayo, because Mayo is short for mayonnaise, and that's, you know, right. And he goes, but don't mistake me. Don't call me that. And it's just kind of this tough kid who befriends this girl, who is Soli. So Soli, that appears through all of the stories. And he kind of takes care of her in kind of a rough in a somewhat rough neighborhood. And so what I want is to, I do want this book to be for young adults and adults alike. I've sort of recently begun to change labeling it for a young adult audience. And I probably will not market it in that way, because the characters, they are children, but what I want to really capture for all Filipinos that are American born is that our experience is connected. Even though we might feel generationally removed from the Philippines, that somehow we do have a connection. And more as I get older, I find that that is true. That when you feel that thread in yourself, you can easily connect with others. But until you do feel that, you cannot do that. Even though, as it turns out, it's always been there. The connection's always been there. So it's taken me a long time to realize that connection. Does that help?
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
That's what I want anybody who reads my book to see.